proclamation number 8253 dated the August 27th, 1962. The adversary closed in light. Paradise on the new earth. It should not surprise you that my adversary will leave no stone unturned in the last days in order to increase his power, in order to stop his followers from leaving him and turning to me, for it is written that he, too, will perform great miracles and also strive to tempt my own into leaving me and to regain them for himself. And he will not shy away from disguising himself as an angel of light either and even use the words of the scriptures. But he will be unable to deceive anyone who genuinely desires the truth, even if he appears in my name. However, as soon he has to confess me in Jesus Christ and my act of salvation, he will evade the issue and drop his mask. For he will not acknowledge this act of salvation and his effort is, and will remain, to dissuade people's belief in this act of salvation as well. He will have great power in the end and certainly use it. Consequently, where the darkness of spirit prevails, he will not be recognized, but wherever my light is able to spread its bright radiance, his lies will be revealed, and this is why my own need not fear him, for they can clearly see through his game of deceit and will resist him. Hell has cast out all its inhabitants and sent them to earth, and these demons will yet exert a strong influence on people. But I cannot and will not stop my adversary, since this time is, after all, his last opportunity, after which he will be bound again for a long time and no longer be able to influence the spirits which then will live on earth again, either in a bound or in a free state, in the creations of the new earth or in the human being. Hence there will be a time of peace which enables all spirits to progress faster, for the bound spiritual substances will be offered many opportunities to be of service, and at first people will not need spiritual opposition, which is permitted for the sake of testing the will, since they will have passed their test of will on the old earth and will progressively ascend, because they will always be united with me in the spirits of light, who can dwell amongst people as teachers and guides. This is why Satan will rage even more furiously beforehand, for he is in spiritual darkness himself and doesn't know that his activity will be to no avail, for the people he gains for himself will be banished anew, thus they will be removed from his power for a long time again. And the others have given me the evidence of their will, their love for me and their strong faith, and thus I can also reward them with a life in the paradise of the new earth, because they shall populate this earth again as the root of the new human race. One day the lawful order will have to be established again on the new earth, and the time will have come when an improvement of humankind can no longer be expected. But in these last days the spirits will still have to be separated, and I will truly do whatever it takes in order to save what has not yet entirely fallen prey to the adversary, and it only requires goodwill to realize whether I myself or my adversary are at work when unusual things happen which betray a strength that exceeds the natural ability of a human being. If you only want the truth, if you want to acknowledge me, then you will indeed be protected from all kinds of deception. If, however, you are still earthly minded, you will also be impressed by the one who is the Lord of this world and who expresses his power in an earthly way. And then he will have won you over, but only to lose you once more, for all spiritual beings will be taken away from him again when the end comes. For truly, I am Lord over heaven and earth, I am in charge of the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, and I know when my adversary exceeds his authority. Therefore I will put an end to him as it is proclaimed in word and scripture, for then the time will have come when everything will have to be judged in accordance with my eternal order. Amen.